After of last week, we just were talking about Kalim a little bit. Kalim, Oichol, etc. So, a few things. So, I see that Rabbi Batner has a quote over here. It would be helpful to include a definitive halakha statement as to what constitutes a utensil, and therefore we can define what's considered what's gufay, because kli versus non-kli. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach advised the author that there's no universal halakhic definition of utensil. Chazal used different criteria when applying the term utensil to various different halakhas. Okay, the halakhas of utensil in regards to the halakhas of kinyan differ from those used in respect to muksa. The only valid method of establishing whether a particular meets halakhic criteria of utensils through the halakhic precedence. I was with until that last sentence. I have no idea what that last sentence means. He's saying there's different definitions of kelim. There got to be different halachas. So, it's got to be kenyan, kenyan suter, chalipin requires a kli. So the definition of kli, he's saying there got to be that. There got to be shabbos are not the same. Okay, there's a din of kelim. There got to be until sadaim. There's a kelim. There got to be maybe a for poro. There's a din of kelim. There got to be hilchos kabbalas tuma. There's a din of kelim. There got to be saying kiddush. You know, so. There's a din of kli, the gabi din of muksa. Yeah, that part again. There's no one word kli which is works all across all seven, eight of them. Fine, I get that. But the only valid method of establishing whether pila meets the halachic requirement of utensil, the gabi shabbos, is through halachic precedence. Okay.
But within shabbos, there's also, let's say, what we consider a kli for muksa, or so consider a kli for stira. Will those always be?
Would the two of them be the same? In being Mekalim, maybe Mr. Mekalim, love Dafka.
We're being given examples. So we have to look in Shabbos and see what are we considering the clean.
Right, the problem is, I don't need the universal definition of kli. Why don't I give a hilchos Shabbos? What is the definition of a kli? So don't tell me the problem is that kli of Shabbos and that are different. And by Shabbos, I have to look at precedence. There's no definition of a kli of Shabbos either. That's really what you want to say, you know. So then leave the kinyanim out. Okay. So that being said, he has a piece of immersion in the back, which I want to share with you, but we'll get to that.
Is that right?
It's about the same. I think it's been reprinted. We're want to think. Mistakenly so, because there was which Arklim and Kalim are your two basic categories which make something much that shouldn't be a problem of tilt Kisvei Kurdish, right? Arklim are allowed to be moved with no limitations at all, even the Shalat Sar Klal allowed to be moved. Kalim are only allowed to be moved, like we saw, if there's a tzarech. There's a shalom tzarech klal derasa. So, pashas, it's easier to make an oichol not muksa than to make a keli not muksa. Right? That would be the assumption. It's not correct, because that's gzeres nechemya. Gzeres nechemya was that before nechemya there was a muksa. You know, David Melech talks. The Shlomo Melech talks about the issue of David being Nistar and Shabbos. His muksas, he can't be moved. So they had any muksa already. The Rabbana muksa already existed before Gzeres Nechemya. Gzeres Nechemya was a new gzera, which the first thing they asked her, you know, many things. But no, that wasn't a lack of hachana. The Chazal asked her a petzilzel. The guy we mentioned, the guy, you know, learned that's not really the din of it's not really din of muksa. It's a different din totally. So beforehand, I don't know which one's better, and even now, like, which one's better, quote unquote. The Torah says clearly by oichol mehichinu sheshayaviu. It says there's a din of achana. Elamai, what Rav Shimon holds that, you know, that could be that's assumed, etc. But there are din of achana on oichol. So I saw I mentioned to Frank afterwards. I was looking at the Har Academy. He has on the some shiurim from Misalavetchik on Shabbos. He has Chelak Gimel. He has on Shabbos. So he has a muksa. So he has this aura. He doesn't shtosu l'gemara, but he has this aura that he taught is that it's betzim a kli is a muchan by definition, and oichlam nidachon. There is other, but the whole point of a kli is it's there to mishamish, so it makes it a mucha. That's, once it's got the name kli on it, it's a mucha. There might be the chazar and kis is a haksah. He goes with the way chazar and kis works is because like the base mayor that's after your miyachal amokim. So you're basically mivatal from a kli. You find someone's your miyachal amokim or something, it loses the same kli. Kalim rekabatuma creates the namatatum olive rekam the namakabatuma because they don't want the kale anymore. That's a universal din because the Tosafot shows it to the Gabi Hilchos Binyan Mesira Kale. The kli which is more than holds more than mem saw. The more says it's not makabatuma because not, well, it's not matatum olive rekam. So who would then that's considered a binyan the Gabi? It's not a kli anymore. It's a binyan. The Gabi Binyan Mesira Kale. Tosafot says. So, we understand that the so the idea of miyachon malkim, he suggests if you learn that it's taka tanai miyachon malkim, so that makes sense that it's losing some of its function of kli at that point in time. I take a kli gomer the more says the kli gomer thrown to the ashpa it doesn't become muksa. So he argues that's because it doesn't need a kli is batz mucha. So you can't take that away from it. If it's nishbar, then you have to decide, is it a kli or not? Right, so then if you throw it out, you've decided that's not a kli. So when we have the sugya of yichud and these different things, so we're starting with something which is eitzim ha'avonim. I mean, like they're potentially usable, but till you've made them into a kli, so they don't have the milas kli. So then I was thinking, so most of the scenarios over there are good. So I can make it evident to a kli if I designate it tashmish la'ilam, or I do a maisa to mitak and it made it into a kli. Everything starts from somewhere. Every kli starts from somewhere. Why can't it be a kli? Right? Would it be a kli that got me hilchos kabbalas tuma? Clearly, you know, well, having not a good mushroom, you know, you have a piece of wood, should the clay turn on my kapatuma? You have to do something. If I had a naturally occurring piece of wood which is in the shape, which has a base kibble, so once you have a mushroom to use it as a clay, it's clean. Are we understanding that the way you take something out of Bimuksa Machas Gufa is by making it into a kli? Well, it's not Bimuksa Machas Gufa anymore. So then we have to broaden our shame kli. Because, right? I remember I challenged Rami Shreer way back when we first started Hilchos Shabbos. These enemies says translate the word kli for Hilchos Muksa purposes. So he said, I told him it has a utilitarian purpose. Okay, so what about noitzus, semer? If you miyachid for the purpose of being matmen, it's okay. Is it a kli? Because it doesn't. Now we got a hilchos tumah. It's not a kabel. It's not a kabel tumah. Right. So do you need a shame kli? So then I think there's a more fairish case. The more says a person brings offer, Malay Kapasa offer, Mayor of Shabbos, and he puts it into Yachim Mokim, so he's not even Tatal on Shabbos. So what does that do? The offer's not a Kli. Is it a Kli? Maybe it's a Kli, you know. So do I need to give it a shame Kli or does it make it Mukhan?
Oh,
there was. the searching for this whole, the holy grail of the shame kli is not relevant.
Holy grail.
Whatever, just don't worry about it. I'm sorry. Wrong religion. Everybody. So Rav Moshe was asked in the back, they have the question asked Rav Moshe. So he asked him, you have a bar of soap, is that considered muksa? He says yeah, because not a cleat. Okay.
Even if it wasn't,
it'd be
he's
going to have
better.
Right. Now, he mutal talton liyar cholak sarkufa makam. So, Shabir says it's a problem. A blank sheet of paper is a chsar mukhsach v'scharen kis. A certain mutal talton liyar cholak lechoshiv lekli. That's Rav Moshe's answer. So, paper's not a kli. Okay. So then I asked him, what about napkins, paper napkins, napkins, tissues? He says, the moksa came in the nasal tash mishal niki v'kinuach. So he says that the so he then says v'hivanti. Now, I don't know, I mean, this part of the conversation or this, what he's dying from what he said. That he says he said the whole davar shemishtam shem aparak pamachol rezarkem asal ashma less lay shame kli lechen ein liyor din kli. Okay, but mitrachas liyor napkins alva pi the less who shame kli lehavli muksa the chashali muchen tahavli kechol kabikas biyamtiv shechinam biyoyim lezit zer. So chol is mutter. It's not kli, not a kli, but it's muchen. So napkins are muchen. Right. They're not a kli, but they're muchan. Whereas, if I take my loosely paper for Shabbos and I be making it, so it'd also be good. But I'm not. I wasn't making it for the usages. Mashing is done here. The less lay shame kli, and a muchan lays a tash, which have a muksa. Because we see by Yom Tov, when you say the because these other things, there are limitations. The hachana, kli is automatic, comes universal heter. Hachana, with something which is not muchon, but not a kli, and I'm making it for something, so the hachana is for what I'm not using for, things I can't use it for. So that he says, if I have very, very fancy paper napkins, I only use them when there's guests, and there's no guests this Shabbos, it'll be muksa. Because I'm mukha. Says that, that seems to be taking it very right. It's just, it's a fascinating thought. So so what's the difference between an oichel and a kli? Pasha, the difference between an oichel and a kli is the fact that it's an oichel is consumed, and a kli is used. So a one-time usage, is that usage or that consumption? So I'm not being mechadash a new din, a new metzias, so I say napkins. They're made for one-time usage. So they're not a kli. A kli, which is, you know, someone which is made for one-time usage, it could be it's not a kli. But it goes under the rubric of oichel, so I'm making it. I can be making an oichel also, so I can make this thing. It's for the tash. I need to be mishtamish with it, and then I'm going to consume it, as it were. So what's the status of a let's say a match on Yom Tov? Is it an oichel or is it a kli? The person handle the shabbos, the person what the status of a candle is. Right? When the Rambam says it, gives it, calls it a kli. It's a kli shemalach the yisur. Right. But the other side, if it's not a kli shemalach the yisur, because it doesn't make shame kli, so then the Gabi Shabbos is taken on a muchen, and you can't use it on Shabbos, so it's not a good for it. You know, Right. So that nakuda, I think the machlokes by candle really is this machlokes. The way a candle is used, it's consumed. Right. It has a purpose, it has a function. But but the way you use it is by consuming it. So the napkin, you don't really consume it, but the nature of the usage makes it really unusable. Right? You don't reuse napkins. You don't reuse tissues, right? Unless you're very desperate, right? You know what I'm saying? So the nature of the usage is bedafka for a one-time thing. So that functions under the rubric of the dinner of oichel. So oichel needs achan. A keli, by definition, and then you can discuss that it might be mukhan for one thing and not for something else, etc. A keli, batsim is a mukhan. The point is something which is yisoidoi, its function is to be mishtamish with it, to be mishtamish the person, it's mukhan for use. That makes it a mukhan batsim. Now I have to figure out. So candle's a funny thing. Batsim, it's a mukhan, it's ready to use. I can't use it on Shabbos, so it's klishim hatal yisur. So the circle was hard on Kamash and move. I can be able to move it. You say no. The ma'isa, the way it's used, is by totally consuming the candle.
Is there a din by Achum that now let use them other than for eating?
Something which I'm not aware that there is such a din, right? But theoretically, something which should be the derech b'chal is not to be mishtamish or nerechal with at all. So I wasn't making it for that. But theoretically, I could hear that it's a problem. I'm not aware that there's such a din. Okay, but then that's his next step. I mean, it'll be potentially enough communion between how you understand it. I think that's a fascinating nakuda. So when we're discussing the dinner of Yichud, so sometimes the dinner of Yichud is all I have to do is be making it. So by offer, my goal isn't to make it into a claim, my goal is to be making it. So I bring my local pasta offer, I put it in the corner, right? So it's for one-time usage, that's fine. I'm not going to hold on to the offer. Whatever offer I use is used. They don't recollect the offer afterwards. I guess theoretically you might be able to eventually, but the offer that he uses to cover over the reich and the tzoya, he's not reusing that offer. Now it sits on the ground and eventually it becomes pounded into the ground, etc. So it's all I need to do is hachana. It functions more like an oichel than as a kli. So all I do is mention it. What the poskim are handling is, you know, when I want to use a stone, not to consume it, use it to be pitzeya goizim. So I say, well, how much yichud do I need to make it into go under now the rubric of dinei kalin? So the fact that I use it once and I throw it out means it's not a kli. So is the hishtam just for one Shabbos a shame kli? That's why you see sometimes the criteria is that the criteria is seems to be pretty easy. When Malkos over, you put it in the corner, that's all you got to do, and it's wonderful. Over here, we have the Chulbachoikis, whether you have to do a Maisa, or you have to do Mimiach Aloylam, or even you could work Shabbos Achas according to. You know, but that's the Ron's Mahal of the Mimaz or the Chilik is something which is the Dert use. Even Yichud, the Shabbos Achas works. There's a Machlaikis, and we saw Machlaikis whether Yichud Bechal works. So it means it's a one time Ishtamshus. Right? And afterwards, I'm using for Shabbos. Afterwards, I have no interest in using it anymore. So I'm just being Mechid to use for Shabbos. Okay. So we say, but something which is the Derech is fine. I need it for Thursday, and afterwards I plan to throw it away afterwards. I just never threw it away yet. So, can I use it on Shabbos? So the Machaber says yes. So the Rishur brings a lot of Rechanim. Well, no. Right. So The Machaber is saying the fact that you're miyachad for a derech like a type of tashmish, you made it into a kli. So once it's a kli, until you throw it away, it remains a kli. I'm not committing to say for sure. I'm not sure what the other side is arguing, saying no, because since you by definition the chachila made it for he stamped it just for chol, you no intent to use it for Shabbos. It's like you already threw it back into the ashba. Or they're arguing that the heter over here is not a heter of keli because it's one time usage. The heter over here is a heter of that, like Rosh is saying, there is a heter of hachana. So to what is helping hachana for Thursday? I'm not going to use on Shabbos. It's not mukher for Shabbos. So even though even in a case where it's not consumed, I'm going to extend this heter. In other words, even Rosh is saying something which is a one time usage doesn't go under the klolim of keli. By definition, it's not a kli. So it has to go under the klolim of a din called hachana. A separate din called hakana. So, what about something which theoretically could—it's not consumed. It theoretically could be used more, but I also could theoretically have this heter b'chana without giving it a din kli. So that's a one-time usage, right? But or do I say so then? What's the case where I say you need? I want to take my stones and use them for one Shabbos for something which is not the derech to use, so that doesn't work. That yichud doesn't work. Well, I might say it's making it. You know, this is the throwing stones, right?
Oh, and they throw stones every Shabbos.
They don't use the same stones, right? So, Pasha, the way we're reading the sugya, some which is, I mean, okay, they hold me it's a derech to use it. So, but right. The stones in the world are made for like throwing at cars, you know. But okay, but assuming that's not true, so Pashas, a yichud for something which they have to use it for, they didn't really have, you know. I mean, apparently they had hammers, they had different things, but you know, they didn't have nutcrackers. So using a stone to pound on the eggers, to break open the eggers, was it normal? That's how they broke them. That's how they opened up their nuts. So that's a normal usage. Shtamshes for one Shabbos is good enough. Being a yachad for Shabbos, and after I'll throw it out. Good. To use it for something which is not the derech to use for, I need yichud oilam. Right? So I agree. To give it a shame kli, that makes sense. But if there's this other din, there. So Kabbalah Marsh is only saying anything that I anything which has to go under the rubric of kli. It's not consumed, so then you don't have a right to make a chana without giving a shame kli. So then, using a stone which is not consumed, by the nature of it, it's not consumed. So either it's a kli or it's muksamach mezgufa. No, I want to use it like oichel and say I'm making it for Shabbos. And then you know after Shabbos I couldn't care less what happened, so I ate it. Its whole purpose is to be ready to use, and that's it. So we're saying that that's not true. So the argument back, they're arguing, oh, there is such a din. So what's the scenario where you need why do you need every stone? Why do you need milchon oilam? Yichud oilam for something which is not the derech. Unless you say, but like it's a kolodim type of a sort. So I'm not sure. But he's introducing a new thought, it's a new thought process to me. Because I've been grappling with this issue of keli since my share asked this question, but even before my share asked this question, so that's like 30 plus years ago. Where did keli come into the picture? Like, why is it totally in keli? The only thing I was thinking of that you have in the Muslim keli, the rice is thinking we spoke about the deal that, you know, betzim is not in keli, it's in mukha. But like, since Chazal like to do things, keli, the rice is thinking a keli is something which is a mukha. That's my nature of it, because it's there, its purpose is to function. So you got to give it a shame kli. So I can borrow shame kli. The more it says, you know, the more it discusses. Do we use the same the klolim of tuma? The guy be Shabbos. Are they the same? Not exactly the same. You know, the Baya Rava, even Rava says that the Tosha says it's not mamish like we spoke about last time. So even though it's not really totally. There's no reason to say it's Batim Toli in Hilchos Tumah. But we need a kain deraisa tikkun. It's in klolei, you know, begamik tumah, there are klolei of shame kli. So we borrowed those. But then what do you do with offering? What are these things? What do you do with these other things? So the answer I'm saying now is that goes on. We know there's another dinner, non muksa kol eichel. So this is the heter eichel. So then the Magen Avraham is saying that that a candle is a kli is very, would be very difficult to understand. So I'm presenting the question. I've been mulling this over for the last few weeks. Without a real hachra on it.
Well, what same kli that we are talking about, what kind of same kli would that be? In other words, let's say harayish shel dekel, does that have a same kli? Would that be anything? If you were to break the harayish shel dekel, would you be able to see some kli?
I mean, so there is the Magen Avraham, the Moshel talked about. When the Magen Avraham, the Moshe said the issue of taking a piece of wood and using it for the purpose of as a fan to mevriach the zuvim, that he raised the question that you have a problem with his kli
to do that.
Right now, pashas, if it's just machshav alone, the tzar could give a shame as he is kli. He says if a person would break off one piece from the broom,
right?
So he says he holds it that you go into tikkun kli. Right, so tilas kisa. So, right.
I'm saying, but charoyis, all you did was you from yachad, and now you went and.
But once we yachad from the pashas, you see from the way you see from the sugya that you know it was a derech use it for sitting on, so that became like its function. So
you said from the rishonim that you really could only sit on after you do a kshira. The question is, does you have to be kosher in order to be matir b'tochlo? But there, I think the Rambam speaks out, it's not really right for yeshiva b'chal that way. Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a matir. No,
that's only possible.
That's, so he's trying to say why there's a chumra in each direction. He's a tzemer versus chayish or that go.
That's the chumra just
out. Because it's Emra Chashiv, on the other hand, they're Ro'i right away. And Chayyash Adak Ro'i.
I thought that was more of a question to ask them.
Okay.
But is it, I mean, a few things that we try to learn from Chayyash Adak Ro'i about other cases. Like we showed him a case of the candles, the children from the shul.
Right.
Even the case of the Afar, I thought, we learned so much from Chayyash Adak Ro'i. Right, things that are. Checking my sources, it's very problematic to be learning then from these two different types of. If they're really two different ones, one's green and clean, one's just made with a little
bit,
there would be a way to learn.
Sorry, what's he saying?
The Rav said the Begizet Tamar, the Chazul Hatmana, Sagim Ubi Yichud, Abu Charyas, the way Chazul Yeshiva Klaal, Ba'u Kisha. Sounds like it's not even fit.
I mean, the question
becomes,
the Lord is there. There is
a Kaddish. It's not right yet. You have to put them together. And it's one branch.
It's like Martin's filter.
You have to do anything.
Yeah, because we don't pass them like Rav. But
if this is, so what's the other side? We're saying that even though it's not Roy, it's...
One is not Roy. I thought you were saying one is not Roy. You have to put a bunch together. That's why Rav holds you need Kisha. Now, there is a choikus about it.
What's the...
He holds halacha because you don't need Kisha in order to make it Mukhan. But it sounds like practically to sit on it, you would have to do something. I mean, I guess...
You know, you're allowed to move it. There's no issue of Mukta even before you tie it. But if you actually want to sit on it, you have to tie it.
That's what it sounds like. Practically, in order to sit on them, you have to do something.
We were saying, we say the we hold Yashar Lovim Bojayim is good enough. I mean, what was the case? Was it kosher or not? So if it wasn't kosher, you tell me it doesn't work. So what does it mean, Yashar Lovim Bojayim? I'm just trying to follow what he's saying.
The Magen Avraham holds that a candle is a kli.
Alright.
So then, lighting a candle and then there's a rustic in the ghetto?
Oh, Well, I'm not holding the camera, just the shot with the Mashiva Kalim is the shot of Machlokes.
No, I would have thought, I would have brought
it to separate. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what should come out according to. The Morgan Rome introduced this idea that even though, I mean, why shouldn't it be a kli? If the definition of a kli is you're mishtamish with it to use or something, I use this thing to make light. I mean, that's hishtamish.
So I'm saying if kli legabi mukta is don't bria, which I don't think you support that, but if it would be a don't bria, then it wouldn't.
Right, it's not a universal definition. Right. Right, so the Gabi Vinyan's theory is not totally the same.
Okay.
Well,
maybe at the end, like what the other brothers, I don't know, but when you said Bracha Rabbi,
so he quoted from Shlomo Zalman that the dinim of kalim from across the spectrum, the dinim of kalim not totally zeh v'zeh. Dinim kli the gabi hilchos kinyan suder are not the same klolim of hilchos kli over here. So okay, the shaila is within Shabbos itself. So Rashi asked, you know, that asked that.
Do we see anywhere that there's something wrong with something not being a kli? In other words, maybe a kli is just a shortcut to hachana. If it's a kli, so then it's pre-muhan. Do we see that because it's not a kli, it's mukta? Because it's not a kli, you can't use the shortcut of kli to make it muhan.
No, oh, for sure, for sure. I'm the only question which I have on that is the case. So, if then the next step is, if that's true, we understand the musig of being miyach and something like Shabbos Achas could be doesn't go under the rubric of Kaili, it goes under the rubric of Achon. So why is it only things which are there to mishtamish with it? Why can't I do the same thing with my avonim to use to throw cars? Because not the there to mishtamish, but I was making them. And they talk, suppose they you know.
Okay, no, I hear the question, but is anybody telling us that the answer is it's not a clue that is the name of the problem?
No. I mean, no. The lamas over there, Pasha, because not a kli. In other words, some which not the derech
would help. I'm saying it.
But the shaila is, but they're saying, therefore, since it's not a kli, therefore it's takamuk. I'll add one more connection over here. I would be comfortable saying, listen, Batsim Kli is a shortcut to Hachana, because the definition of Kli is it's Mukhan. It's ready for usage. That's what the Kli is. Okay. You know what? You can be making things that are not a Kali also. It's also possible. But something which starts out as a Mukhsam Achlus Gufay, over there, to override the Haksam Achlus Gufay, the Hachon of the Shabbos Achas isn't sufficient. So there I need to give it a shame clean. So then why is offer okay? Why is offer in that situation okay? Yeah.
The was quoting the question that Tzvah had that he was bothered. Why by Kitzay Tzema Yichud's enough with what people but by Chayish Adaka or people there's mandam you end to Chayish according to what the Schelek the question that was starting two totally different things. Obviously his answer is that his answer is what he was saying, but you just see from the question that he felt that these were in the same category and you were accomplishing the same thing, which is why he has the question.
Right. So
Gizit Zemer is a fascinating question because Gizit Zemer are not consumed. They're not an oichel. But so what is their din? Why there's a din of achana? So he's just asking, so why can't I get the same din of achana? Whatever that din is, if it's a din kli or it's a din that it also works on the rubric of oichel, why can't kriyas do the same thing?
However, was doing Gizit Zemer as something with achana,
I'm saying the cases which are consumed are very easy. I'll call them an oichel and say it's a different din. The cases which I'm established with you know, and they look like a keli, also easy. Like Gizit Zemer is talking one of those funny things.
Well, those sound like Gizit Zemer, sort of like Harish Ladeka, or the Umedeka, I mean, the Shachanarach. he separates Kitzitzama from like Stam Mochen.
But what is that? Is that a din that even though it's not a kli, Hakana works, or is that it gets the same kli? Or is there any difference? I don't know, but I'm saying, but right. So we say something which is oimed for sheyichel Shabbos achas works. Something which is not—it's not oimed for. You need yichel oilem. So if it's a din of a chana, why should that be true? If it's a din of a shame kli, I understand. So, but we see there are cases where it's done in a shame kli and it's still okay. So what happened to that? That's what I'm trying to understand. The only thing I said by the case of Kuri is that there's a din of bottle that it's kolodim type of a sword. The way I was saying last week with the chayyadim, the chayyadim says we know that you could use stones. It's not that people don't use stones sometimes, but since they throw them out afterwards, it doesn't. It's not considered a kli. Right. So the fact that I decided to use it, the Shabbos Achas, I didn't really do it. I didn't really change anything. He said, I'm going to pick it up and use it. Well, we know you know, the fact that you decided beforehand as opposed to just doing it on the spur of the moment, it doesn't really change too much. Right, that's how the Chayyadim, understood that lomdus. So the Shabbos is okay, but therefore what? Why the Gabi Din HaChana? So, by Eichel, a one-time usage is not a stira to the hachana because that's what eichel number four. You eat them one time and you're done with them. So I'll tell you, napkins and tissues are the same thing as an eichel because the way they're used is a one-time usage. So we're saying something which the nature is not for one-time usage. A one-time usage is felt in a shame hachana unless it's a derech to do it like that. So okay, I can live with that. I would like to have a better hagdor. Why? That seems to be what we're walking away with. I don't feel I have a real handle on that 100%. In other words, so the Chayyadim, I think, is introducing at least a prod in it, because they're saying, because all came along and they touched up the nature of using something which could be theoretically permanent, and using it not permanent is not called a Chon. So whether you want to say the point is not called a chon, it's not called a kli. Not called kli is much easier to say. It's not called a chon, it's a bigger kiddush. Why is it a chon? I was making it. Right? But you want to say like a musik of a butler daitoi type of a sword, it's not really ready. It's not ready for usage because all right, you're about to throw it out. So the same way throwing something out on Shabbos is without the shame, it makes a muksa. Something which is like omit to be thrown out after using it is also like it's muksa. Well, we could say some type of a sora. I mean, you need rayas for that. I mean, sora, I hear it. I can make up the sora. I'd like to see some rayas to it. Okay. That's my.